This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Raymond Budziak, RaymondBudziak. Date of birth 05/03/1940. Date of appointment June 22, 2023. Requesting physician Sanjay Natsan, SANJAYNADESAN. Dear Dr. Natsan, I have the pleasure of seeing Raymond Budziak Jr. today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is ...83-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation and a stroke with right-sided weakness. The patient was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 6-9-2023 due to the left upper extremity weakness. He was not able to lift his hand to feed himself. He was brought to the emergency room with CT of the head. An MRI of the brain was done, which is negative. Carotid ultrasound shows left-sided ICA stenosis 50 to 69%. Patient was already on Xarelto, aspirin, and Lipitor. He went home in a stable condition. Patient is also having a resting tremor of the left upper extremity, which is going on for a long time. Past medical history, edema of the lower extremity, elevated bilirubin level, hypertension, stroke, kidney stone, right hip pain, atrial fibrillation. Aortic valve problem. Kidney stone. Past surgical history, CABG, stent. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, atorvastatin, 80 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram PO daily, metoprolol, Xarelto, 20 milligram daily, social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives with the son, he is widowed. Family history, father deceased due to heart disease, mother deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having right-sided weakness, left upper extremity weakness, and tremor of the left upper extremity. physical examination, blood pressure 140/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator. Finger to nose, not tested. Left upper extremity has a resting tremor and rigidity present. Right-sided spasticity present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5 in the left lower extremity. Right lower extremity. 3/5, right upper extremity, distally 1/5, proximally 3/5, left upper extremity, distally 2/5, proximally 3/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, new stroke on the right side with left upper extremity weakness. Number two, old stroke on the left side with the right sided weakness. Number three, Parkinson's disease. Number four, carotid stenosis on the left side, 50-69%. Number five, right hemiparesis and left upper extremity weakness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the physical therapy and continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Xarelto and atorvastatin. I discussed to start the medication for Parkinson's disease, but patient is not ready for that. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.